Hey, everybody, it's John here. It's been a little while since I posted, so I thought I would put an audio clip up and just talk a little bit today about a day in the life of a Mac Stories post that is posted on the go. I've done a couple of these recently, and recently I found out about an app that was updating the very next day. I found out about it in the afternoon, and Federico asked me to write it up. So I said I would, and when I went to download the beta, it was expired. So I had to contact the developer and back and forth a little bit. So long story short, I had even less time than I expected. So instead of finding out about it the afternoon before and posting it the next morning, I got the beta the morning of and put it together then. It was not a big deal because it was not a full-blown review or anything like that, but time was fairly short. Now, the good thing is that I do most of my writing early in the morning anyway, so I got up early and started writing at about 5 a.m., you know, fiddling around with the app, getting it ready, and had a rough draft done before the rest of my family was up. Because right around 6:30 or so, everybody starts getting up for school, my kids, my wife gets up, and I help get them out the door and walk down to the train station myself. So by the time I walked out the door, I had a rough draft ready, and I had one of, I think, what ended up being a couple of screenshots. So I walked down to the train, and while I'm on the walking down, I'm kind of catching up with what's going on with the other members of the team on Mac Stories, because the Slack starts picking up usually around that time for me, around 6:30 Central, seeing what's going on with everyone. I get down to the station. I've got 15, 20 minutes to go, so I pop into Starbucks, get a coffee, sit down, and start polishing up the draft. And I'm doing all this on my iPad Pro, by the way, because this was an iOS app, and that's the best way to go. Plus, it's the best way for me to work on the go because it's got a cellular modem in it, and so I can connect whether I'm in a coffee shop, at home, or even on a moving train. So I didn't quite get the draft finished while I was sitting in the coffee shop before the train came. So I hop on the train and just keep working. Work all the way in, get into the station, sitting there waiting for all the people to get off the train as I'm finishing it up and uploading it to GitHub. Get off the train because they basically were about to kick me off because I had stayed on the train a little too long and they were going to turn it around. So I got off, went to a little shop within the train station, sat down again, synced it up to synced GitHub, the GitHub repository that Federico and I share, and sent him a message saying, hey, it's ready if you want to take a look at it. So while he's taking a look at it, I'm walking again. He had a couple of small edits, and I still had to do another screenshot. So I'm working on the screenshot. He's making a couple edits. I sync his stuff back from GitHub back locally on, this time, my Mac instead of my iPad, because by this point, I'm downtown, and I have my Mac available and Wi-Fi. Drop in my additional, upload an image to our CMS, get the link, drop into the article, make sure that Federico's changes have been made, and then post it on the site. It's pretty amazing and feels like the future when you're sitting on a moving train, drafting stuff and syncing it back to Federico in Italy. And it works super well. And I know I wouldn't be able to do this without iOS, at least not as easily. I don't have to worry about having a cellular modem for my Mac or anything. I just sit there. I've got my nice light, relatively compared to my Retina MacBook Pro, light iPad Pro. It's the 12.9-inch one. And I can just crank away while I'm sitting on the train on the way in, listen to some music, and had a great morning. So the whole thing was up and ready to go by the time I walked in the door of my office, and then I switched gears and do my day job. That's about it. Hope everybody's doing well, and I will be sure to post again soon.